Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 for right now. I won't be there too long, but there's a verse I want to read. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm in the wrong place. Wouldn't you know, I got the wrong verse wrote down. And somebody's going to have to help me here this morning. Let me find it. Hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry, not 17, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, wrote these words: "For who maketh thee to differ from another?
Yes.
And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" What I want to try to deal with briefly this morning is the proverbial difference.
Yes, sir.
The proverbial difference. Now, first of all, let me say, so there's no misunderstanding, that the context of this here, Paul is rebuking the party spirit that was so rampant in Corinth.
Yeah.
And what some were saying was, "Well, I'm of Paul." And others were saying, "But I'm of Paul." And others were saying, "But I'm of Christ," or "I'm of Peter." And there was a party spirit there. There was people who say, "I'm different because I've heard it from him." Or, "I'm different because I heard it from that source."
Yeah.
Joe's already pointed out the sower is not the question. The seed's the question.
Yeah.
And the kind of ground is the question. Yeah. That's all it is. But that's the context, that Paul rebukes the party spirit here. But what I want us to consider this morning is the overall reality of things as they are.
Yes.
I'm not going to deal with the context. I want to talk about this thing, the difference. Who maketh thee to differ? Basically, let me deal with it a little. Basically, Paul's saying, as far as you being believers, you are not different. You all came in the same way through the free and reigning grace of God Almighty.
Amen.
That's what he was saying.
Yes, sir.
But let me tell you something, God's people are different.
Yes, sir.
I'm not here this morning to try to debate whether we're better than anybody else. We'll look at some passages, we'll see.
Yeah.
I pray to God we'll see what I'm talking about, but there is a difference.
Yes, sir.
First of all, the Apostle Paul said this. Turn to chapter 15, the same epistle. And look at what he says. 1 Corinthians 15, 2 verses, 9 and 10. "For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the grace of God, persecuted the church of God."
Yeah.
In other words, God, Paul, that is Saul of Tarsus, hated Jesus Christ so much, he was willing to kill, or at least have killed, those who professed to believe in Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, sir.
So much so that Paul, go on down, look at the last part of verse 10. "I labored more abundantly than they all."
Yeah.
Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not standing here telling you this morning, "Boy, I work harder than any other grace preacher out there." Well, that just ain't so. I know that. But let me tell you, the facts are this. The reality on the ground was this. Paul worked harder than anybody.
Yes, sir.
Paul did more than any of them.
Yes, sir.
And he states that, does he not? Yeah. But look, "Yet not I."
Amen.
Paul refused to take credit for it.
Exactly.
Right? Why? "But the grace of God which was with me." And that's why he started what we see as verse 10. "But by the grace of God I am what I am." I'm not even meet. I'm not worthy to even be called an apostle. But God put me here and I've worked at this thing.
Right.
And I've worked harder than any of them did. But yet it wasn't me. All the credit goes to God's grace. So there is a difference sometimes,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference. However, the point, the more poignant point is this. The fact is, I am different than I used to be. There's the important part. We can talk about differences between this person and that person. That's not the point. The point is not, are you better than so-and-so? But are you more than what you are by nature?
Exactly.
That's the point. That's what it's all about. The Apostle Paul, look at same epistle, chapter 6, same letter, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, look at what he says, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Why? Because God don't want them with him. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
It's not because they didn't do enough to get in. God don't want them around. He's holy. He's of pure eyes than to behold iniquity. You think he's going to live with unrighteous people forever? It ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
This is what people seem to forget. God Almighty is absolutely holy.
Yes, sir.
Distinguished above and beyond everything else that exists. Even the heavens are not clean in God Almighty's sight. Why? Because sin has infested it.
That's right.
Well, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Right? That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And such. You see that next word. That is absolutely. He didn't say, and such are you.
Uh-oh.
Although in their flesh they were still exactly that.
Exactly.
Their flesh was still just as absolutely as corrupt as it ever was. He said, some of you were homosexuals, but God Almighty saved you.
Yeah.
You know what he said? Some of you were drunks, but God Almighty saved you. You are not that anymore.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
And such were. So the question is not, am I different from you?
Yeah.
I may be better than some other people. Some other people may be better than me, but that's not the point. Am I different from what I used to be in Adam or what I am in Adam? Is there anything else there?
Yeah.
You see, that's the question. That's the point. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. You see that? Now, when was you washed? Legally, you were washed on that tree. When Christ died on that tree.
Yes, sir.
Experientially, or I should say, no, subconsciously, you were washed when God Almighty regenerated your soul. And experientially, you were washed when he converted you by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And such were some of you. You are not that anymore.
Yeah.
When somebody said, well, what if I do one of those things? What do you mean, what if?
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah. Exactly.
It ain't a what if. You will.
That's it.
You will relapse. We'll see that.
Yeah.
You will relapse. You will fall. You will commit the same sins you used to commit, but God says, I washed you. You're not like that anymore.
Amen.
Isn't that what this says?
That's it.
And such were some of you, but you're washed, but ye are set apart. You're sanctified, but ye are justified. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus, and, there's the judicial, and what? By, there's the experiential. You see it?
Yes,
and by the Spirit of our God. Remember, Paul told the Ephesians, you and I, everybody, every one of us, even though we are the elect of God, regenerated and converted, we were at one time just like everybody else.
Yes,
we were by nature no different than everyone. And still, in my Adamic nature, I'm exactly like I used to be. But there's something there now that didn't used to be there. The question is not, am I different from you, but am I different from myself? That's what it is. Now, turn to Proverbs. And I've got to move along. Let's look at some differences. Can we? Just for a few minutes. Let's look at some differences. Now think of the title. The Proverbial Difference. Now you thought I was going to go off on some, give you some wise thing. No, what I'm going to do is read to you some wise sayings.
Yeah.
From the Proverbs.
Yep.
Therefore looking at the proverbial difference. What the Proverbs says, the differences are.
Exactly.
So you thought I was going to enlighten you. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Four things. First of all, let's look at the difference between the regenerate and the unregenerate. Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And when you read that, understand that means exactly what it means. You best be afraid of God.
Yes, exactly right.
People say reverential fear. Get off my face and out of my face and off my back. Let me tell you something. When God Almighty regenerates you, you will begin to be afraid of God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
And His wrath and His judgment.
Yes, sir.
Our Lord said so.
Yeah.
He said, "You better fear God. Don't fear what men can do. All they can do is kill you.
Exactly.
You better fear God because He can destroy both your body and your soul in hell." That's not just respect.
Yeah.
That's quaking in your boots, afraid of God Almighty.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And we've all heard that. I heard that when I was in Sunday school. But fools, see the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Now let's move on to another. The difference between regenerate and unregenerate. Chapter 12, verse 1. Got to move. Chapter 12, verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth, what? Not just instruction, but what? Reproof. Don't tell me I'm wrong. That means you're unregenerate.
That's what I'm saying.
I will not hear that I'm wrong. Then you're unregenerate. That's right. Now granted, even the regenerate still has the flesh. Therefore, when you hear reproof, you're going to be ticked off. But the regenerate side, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It will overcome.
Yes, sir.
You see it? Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof, he's a brute.
Exactly.
I don't care how meek and mild he is. He's a brute, Mac.
Right.
He's brutish. Now look at another one. Verse 15 of this same chapter. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes. Ever been there? I used to live there. I used to live there. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel.
Yeah.
So that lets you know, even when you're regenerate, you don't know everything.
Exactly.
You still got to be instructed. You still got to be taught. You still need to be reproved.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now let's look at another one here. Chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Let's move on. Verse 18, same chapter. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction.
Yeah.
But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored.
Yeah, exactly.
See the difference?
Yeah.
Huh? Let me tell you something. When it comes to human beings, there is a difference.
Yes, sir.
But the difference is God Almighty's sovereign grace in regeneration, in conversion. That's the difference. That's the difference. Chapter 14, verse 16. Look at what it says. See the difference? A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident.
Exactly.
See the difference?
Exactly right.
See the difference? Now let me say this. See the difference between your flesh and the life God gave you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah, we can say difference between human beings, persons, but also the difference in myself.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah. There's a difference, isn't there? Chapter 15, verse 5. Somebody said, "You've been reading the Proverbs." Well, you got that right. And I had to condense this down. Chapter 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. See the difference? Huh? Now, remember, yes, there are some who are regenerate and there are some who are unregenerate, but even the regenerate still need to be reproved at times.
Exactly
right.
But the regenerate one, when he hears the proof, is what? He regards it and is prudent.
Yeah.
Let the fool, I don't want to hear it. Don't you tell me what to do. No, I won't, but God does. And I'll tell you what God says for you to do.
Amen.
And you don't like it? Tough.
That's it.
Leave.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Might as well go.
Yeah.
Why? Because there is a difference.
Yes, there is.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's the summary of all this? Look at the regenerate. Chapter 9. Go back. Chapter 9, verse 8. The summary, give instruction to a wise man, he'll be yet wiser.
Yeah.
Teach a just man, he will increase in learning.
Yeah.
You see that? There's the regenerate. Now you want to look at the difference? Look at the unregenerate. Chapter 27. I've got a lot of text here. Chapter 27. Let me look. Verse 22. Though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, that is, grind him in to powder. Right? Look. Yet will not his foolishness depart from him. See the difference? Huh? Every particle will still reek with fool, fool, fool. See the difference? So does anybody doubt that there is a difference between the regenerate and the unregenerate? Does anybody doubt that there's a difference between my Adamic old nature and what God Almighty has made me by His free sovereign grace? There's a difference in it. Number two, therefore, because this is true, there are differences in who we ought to listen to. Chapter 17, got to move along, verse 12. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly.
Exactly.
Solomon said it'd be best for you to meet up with a mama bear that's lost her cubs than to meet up with some free willer preaching his lies. That's exactly what he says there.
Yes, yes,
you just don't see it yet if you don't see that.
That's it.
Did you see that? See the difference? Whatever lie it is, don't matter what the lie, free will, works for duty, faith, whatever it is, it's better to meet up with a bear robbed of her whelps than to meet up with a fool in his folly. Who you listen to does matter.
Yes, sir.
Don't it? It does matter because there is a difference. Look, that's not the only one. Chapter 19, a couple verses here, 20:21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that will stand.
Amen.
There is a difference.
Yes, sir.
There is a difference in what you listen. Be careful. Christ said, be careful how you hear.
Exactly.
As well as be careful what you hear.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
And he says, he that hath ears to hear, do what? Let him hear.
Yeah.
Let him hear. So there is a difference, right? There's this difference. Look at chapter 20, verse 17. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel.
Yeah. Yeah.
See the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, that message was so great. Was he lying on God? Oh, that sure made me feel good. He probably was lying on God.
Yeah.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Most likely, though, he was. I remember when I was very young, my grandfather had a big pole with a tire fixed on it and chains, and you swing around. Well, I was too young to swing on the swing. It didn't mean I didn't, but I wasn't supposed to be on the swing. So one day, many of the cousins, we were swinging, and they wouldn't let me swing, so I went into the smokehouse, and here was a big tub of sand. For some reason, me being the idiot I am, I decided I'd try that sand. Never done that? And I felt like I eat grit for 3 days. Well, let me tell you something. You listen to error, that's what it's going to be like. It may be sweet to start. Look at it. What is it? Bread of deceit is sweet to a man.
Yeah.
But afterwards, his mouth shall be filled with gravel. It will not benefit you.
Exactly.
Be careful of the fluff on top.
Yeah.
Look for the substance that's behind everything.
Amen.
So in other words, see the difference?
Exactly.
Chapter 25, verse 19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint.
Exactly.
See the difference?
Yeah. Yeah.
See the difference? Now some of you laugh. I read through this. I was telling inmates about some of this. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I said, look at this. This is great. A better for a man to meet up with a bear robbed of her whelps than a fool in a folly. They didn't see the difference. They didn't see the difference. What's the summary? Look at chapter 26, verse 7. The legs of the lame are not equal. What's he talking about? Somebody with, what is it called? What was it? The
A
limb? No. I'm talking about the disease that people got or the problem, and it made one leg. It doesn't matter. My aunt had it, but I can't even get it now. No. Anyway, it don't matter. It's, we'll be naming every foul disease it was. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of a fool.
Exactly.
You see that?
Yeah.
See the difference?
Yeah.
There is a difference who you listen to.
Yeah.
You know? Matter of fact, Joe preached on it a while back. Go to 1 John, I think it's chapter 4. He said, those that are of God, they hear us.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
People who don't are not of God, they're going to listen to everybody else.
Exactly.
See the difference. So we've seen the difference between the regenerate and the unregenerate. We see there's a difference in who we are to listen to. But now, let me say this. There are some fundamental, positional, God-ordained differences. And I like this. Look at chapter 12 now. Go to chapter 12. Verse 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel.
Yes, sir.
See the difference?
Yeah.
A believer in Christ even loves his dog.
Yeah.
Cares about his dog. Mm-hmm. About his horse or his ox. But the tender mercies of the wicked are what? Cruel.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Why? Because God said so.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you see so, or I see so, or I feel so. There is a difference.
Exactly. That's it.
I mean, there's only two people that I allow to swap my dog. That's, well, let me change that. There's only one that I allow. The other one, she does it, and I ain't going to say nothing to her if she does. There's only two people that do, and I won't do it. But you let somebody else just walk in my yard and kick my dog.
Exactly.
Just my dog. He's just a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But I am attached to that beast.
Yes, sir.
And I care about that beast. But let me tell you something. Even when the wicked ooze out their LUV for you,
mm-hmm.
It's still cruel. Because they hate your God.
Exactly.
They despise His gospel.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're your own flesh and blood.
Right.
There is a difference.
Yes, sir.
Well, look at another one. Chapter 15 and verse 8. I've got to move. 15 verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked.
Yeah.
The sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
This was during a time, this was written during a time when sacrifices, Mason, were commanded.
Yes, sir.
Required, right?
Yeah.
But look, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord.
Amen.
But the prayer of the upright is His delight.
Amen.
There is a difference.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because God said so.
Yeah.
That's why. I'm not better, but I am different. I'm different. If I'm in Christ, I'm different than those outside of Christ.
Yes, sir.
But I'm also different than I used to be. I'm different today than I was yesterday.
Yes, sir.
We were driving up here, and we won't go into details. Penny said, God brought me down last night and this morning about a certain matter. You know what? That's what happens. No matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you've been converted, God will still put your face in the dust of submission.
Amen.
So that you'll quit fighting against Him.
Yeah.
There is a difference. There is a difference. Look at this one, chapter 21. Turn there. Verse 4. A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. When we think of a high look and a proud heart, of course. But Solomon says even the plowing of the wicked is sin. When he's trying to feed his own belly, David, God says it's a sin.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
There is a difference, is there not? Look at verse 27, same chapter. That's not, where am I at? Chapter 21 and verse 27. Yeah, that's it. the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. Now, he's already said that, right? The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind?
Yeah.
Now think about that. You talk about a difference.
Yeah.
That's a difference, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a difference. There's one more. One more. Where am I at? Two more. 24 verse 16. Look at that. Remember, there is a difference. These fundamental, God-ordained differences. What was that? 24 verse 16. Now look at it. For a just man falleth seven times. In other words, it does not say, well, once you get to seven, it won't happen anymore. Seven is the number of completion, fullness. In other words, a just man, he going to fall. He going to fall. Now look, for a just man falleth seven times. Go on to the last part. But the wicked shall fall. So they both fall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in that, there is no difference.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
God never says, my people, boy, they're sinless. They're such a grand and glorious group of folks. That's not what he says. What does he say? For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again.
Amen.
But the wicked shall fall into mischief.
Exactly.
See the difference?
Yes, sir.
The difference? Yeah. I'm saying there is a difference. Now here's one more, chapter 28. Verse 1,
yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Seems like it's one of the only Proverbs I can remember, probably because I can relate to it so much. The wicked flee when no man pursues.
That's
I'm often this way.
That's right.
Gone, boy. Somebody starts mentioning something, I say, whoa, that's me. You ever been there? They might not be, probably wasn't even talking about me.
Yeah.
But look, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Yeah.
See the difference? There's a difference. Now here's one more. Verse 13, same chapter. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. The problem is not just sin. It's trying to hide them.
There you go.
You see it? Now look.
Yeah.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. See the difference?
Yeah.
It's not, well, I don't have any sin. No, I got sin. Everybody's got sin.
Yeah.
The question is, are you trying to hide it from God?
That's it.
Or are you confessing it and forsaking it? And forsaking it.
That's
see the difference?
Amen.
Now, what's the summary of this? Look at chapter 29. That's the summary. This fundamental, positional, God-ordained differences. Chapter 29, verse 27. Look at what it says. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. See the difference?
Exactly. Amen.
They don't like us, and we don't like them.
That's it.
Simple enough.
Amen.
Well, you don't like me. So? So? Now, when someone don't like me, I kind of say, well, I deserve that. But let me say, there is a difference. There is a difference,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that says? Now, that was number three. Here's number four. There is a difference between regenerate and unregenerate, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference in who we are to listen to, right?
Yeah.
There also is a fundamental, positional, God-ordained differences,
amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. But number four, there is a difference in how we deal with other believers,
yes, sir.
Than how you deal with unbelievers.
Yes, sir.
There's a difference. Chapter 14, almost there. Chapter 14, verse 4. Now, I want you to think about this one. You're going to have to pardon me because I want to say this one exactly like it is. It'll go on the tape. It'll go on the CD, but this is exactly how it is. Look at 14, verse 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean.
Yeah.
But much increase is by the strength of the ox. In other words, you need the ox.
Yeah, that's right.
But you got to deal with the shit. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
Now, maybe I could have been a little more couth, but now you know what he's saying, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Where there's no ox, yeah, you got a clean crib, a clean crib, but your field won't get plowed.
That's right.
You see it? We need one another.
Yes.
But we got to put up with one another's stuff.
That's exactly it.
Doesn't the scripture say be a long-suffering one to another? Why? Because I got to have it.
Exactly.
I need it. and so do you.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Are you willing to say, I need it, help me, rather than stick up your fist and say no? Called a person not too long back, person I'd baptized in this assembly, tried to warn that person about some conduct that was bad. You know what that person said? I'm going to come to chapel and tell them all about your sins. And two things were that. One, you're dumb because you don't know all my sins. You weren't even around way back yonder. You don't get it. But you know what? I also thought, and I said, come on.
There you go.
Come on. You want to get in a battle?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you know what? Haven't seen that person since. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that person since. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from that person since. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there is a difference. There's a difference. There's a difference between the regenerate and the unregenerate. There's a difference in what the regenerate and the unregenerate listen to. There is a fundamental, positional, God-ordained differences. And there's a difference in the way you treat an unbeliever and someone who turns up their fist in defilement against God Almighty and His truth.
Yes, sir.
You see, I can't freely forgive like God does because I'm not God.
Exactly.
The only forgiveness I can dish out is when repentance comes along.
Yes, sir.
I can't expect you to forgive me if I sin against you unless I come to you and say, brother, sister, I did you wrong. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Because you're not God and neither am I. We don't have the right to freely forgive. And we have a responsibility not to. But if there's repentance,
yes, sir,
you better forgive.
Amen.
Because if you don't, you'll be the loser.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because there is a difference. Chapter 10, look at it, still same thing. Chapter 10, verse 12, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Now, does that mean I go out here and just cover all the sins of the world and just love everybody? No, you know better than that. Because we've already seen there is a difference.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's talking about believers here. Another one, chapter 26, verse 17. And I would encourage you sometime, just start reading the Proverbs and reading it, and just read it and read it till it becomes second nature, because this book is just chopped full of truth.
Yes, it is.
26 verse 17. Let me find it here. Look, he that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. Ever tried that? And I don't think he's talking about one of my little Maxies this tall. I think he's talking about one of them big pit bulls. Go up and grab him by the lobes and just shake on him a little bit and see what happens.
Exactly.
What are you either got to be on his back, he ain't going to like that, or you're going to have to be face to face to him when you do it, aren't you? You're going to get bit.
Yeah.
In other words, there are times to stay out of other people's business.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. There are times.
Yeah.
Now, there are times not to. But there are times to stay out of other people's business. All right, what's the summary? Look at chapter 27. What's the summary of this? 27, verses 5 and 6. Open rebuke is better than secret love.
Yeah.
There is a difference. See it? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Why? Because the book says so. That's the way God's ordained it for His people. Now, you go tell an infidel that. You go do that to an infidel, he'll rob you blind. He'll turn on you like a mad dog. But for a believer, amongst believers, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. See the difference? So what is the summary here? Summary of all four of these. Go to chapter 16. Can I make the choice? How can I choose to do that? How can I choose to be that? And you preach that man don't have a choice. Oh no, you've got it wrong. I preach you've got a choice. This book tells you you've got a choice. The problem is we always make the wrong ones by nature.
Exactly.
It's not we can't choose. It's we can't choose truth.
Exactly.
We can't love truth. We can choose error and we can love error. We drink up iniquity like water. Don't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is.
Yes, sir.
But here's the difference. What is the difference? Chapter 16. Look at it. Verse 33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
Amen.
That's where the difference will be.
That's exactly it.
That's where it's at. You best, you, me, we need to make right decisions. But sometimes, David, it's a crapshoot.
Exactly.
It's like rolling the dice. You know what? Because sometimes it's hard to know for sure what is right and what's wrong in some situations. The lot. And that was, it was, we can compare it to rolling dice. It's cast into the lap. But the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Why? Because He makes the difference. Father, as we eat together, and Lord, as we assemble later, for the funeral and committal of the body of our sister, Edith Lilly, Lord, be with us. May we rejoice. May we be glad for her, though sad for ourselves, but glad for her. And Lord, may it be that all of this is surrounded by the truth of the gospel, the person and work of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In His name I ask it. Amen. Let's try to be done by about 1:00.